I want to just provide a brief introduction for new students. So this iREST is integrative. That's why it's called integrative restoration, because it provides an opportunity to focus on all aspects of your life. So integrating your physical body, your psychological and spiritual life. And by spiritual life, I'm not referring to any particular religious affiliation or any cultural heritage. Everybody has a spiritual side, whether or not you're religious or whether or not you believe in a particular God. And iREST is restorative in that it can help you get back in touch with your own inner strength and your own ability to heal. All meditation practices help to develop a stronger sense of well-being, but iREST does that in kind of a 10-step process that repeats each week. So it's through this repetitive process that the changes begin to happen, and you may not even notice anything happening while you're doing the meditation. You may not even feel any difference after the meditation. But what might happen is that something will come about in your own life that is a stressor. You might have something unfortunate happens, or pleasant happens, and you may find that you're dealing with or handling that situation in a much more comfortable way. It may not cause the flux, the up and down, the extreme emotions that you may have had before. Some type of emotion is healthy. We all sometimes feel happy. We all sometimes feel sad. But with meditation, you're able to regulate that so that it's appropriate, that we don't have unreasonable fluctuations in our sense of well-being. This meditation starts by asking you to think about your own life's mission and purpose. And then you'll set an intention for the practice. And then we begin to develop what iREST calls an inner resource. And this is an experience from your own life, a place from your own life, a person from your current or past life, that when you bring it into your own mind, you feel safe, secure, and at ease. And then we always go through a body sensation part, which is somewhat like a progressive relaxation, where we mention, I'll say each part of the breath, and you begin to focus on the sensations that occur. And we notice our breathing and the sensations that arise with the breath. And then we start to talk about or think about feelings. And these are physical sensations, and they can be sensations of pain. I know a lot of chronic pain is one of the biggest symptoms in the VA population. So I would imagine that about 50% of you may have some type of chronic pain, and iREST can help find some relief from that. Also, you're asked to think about emotions and beliefs. And by beliefs, I mean self-talk, beliefs that you have about yourself or others that might be troubling, or maybe that you're working with. Maybe you have a prejudice about something that you're trying to work on and remove, or maybe you have a self-limiting belief that keeps you from moving forward. Whatever it is for you, I try not to put too many words in your own mind. I will let you find that for yourself. But whatever happens during the meditation, all of the sensations, the thoughts, the emotions, we call those messengers. And they're messengers because they're providing us with information. And they're providing us with information about our current state of being and giving us the time to acknowledge what we're going through think about it. Sometimes just being aware of what is going on is very beneficial. We don't always self-assess where we are, what we're going through. So without trying to change it or fix it, just sometimes being aware of what we're feeling is helpful. And then during the last stages of eye rest, we start to focus on feelings of joy and ease and finding that ability to recognize that joy is there all the time within each and every one of us, there within you. So I just want you to know that there's no need to make anything happen tonight. Just be with whatever comes to you. The other thing is some people fall asleep during this meditation, and the very name of it indicates that you will go into a type of sleep-like state. Some of you may not. Just know that whatever happens, you're still getting the benefit from the meditation. Some of you may have difficulty being still or relaxing or paying attention. And it's useful to pay attention to what is happening right before your mind begins to wander. So that might be a messenger that is trying to tell you something. But just know that whatever your experience is, there's no right or wrong way of doing it, and you will be getting what you need out of the meditation this evening. Then the other thing is that, as I mentioned before, some of you may not feel any changes for a while, or some of you may feel something right away, and we're all different, so don't be self-judging if you don't feel any different after just one time of practicing eye rest. It's a process. And this process begins when you start to commit to practicing it. And every time you practice, something new will happen.